Now for the second in our series of reports from South Sudan. The civil war there has created a humanitarian crisis. 1.5 million people are displaced. 4 million are in urgent need of food aid. Delayed planting because of the conflict has meant that the rainy season is bringing misery instead of food to many. This report from Laura Fletcher.
Welcome to Malakal. At the UN mission outside the northern town, there are 5 protection of civilian sites. Here you'll find stalls full of books and unbelievably ice pops, all to the soundtrack of Bob Marley. And then there is the mud and the floodwater, and there is lots of both. In these camps, it's on the streets and in the tents where people live.
People are walking up to knee-deep in water.
Colin Byrne is the humanitarian manager for Oxfam Ireland.
These are conditions ripe for the proliferation of cholera, ripe for the proliferation of dysentery, and ripe for the proliferation of respiratory diseases where we have so many people living so closely together. So all in all, these are conditions that are really, really, really dire.
Surviving these conditions is a daily challenge. For Josefina, her son Maryuk, and her family, it is unbearable.
When it rains like this, then they sleep in water, and even the kids become sick. Others even, they lost like very many people here because of the sleep in water.
In this protection site, most people are Shilluk. Some are moving from here to a newer camp, but many feel they are being left behind.
When these people come to take some of them from here, they also select only the ones they know.
For those who are moving, carrying all their worldly belongings to the new camp doesn't feel like a chore, despite the heavy loads. Here there is space and larger tents, and for now, no flooding. But even in better conditions, threats remain, as children here wash in stagnant drain water. And then there is the hunger. In Malakal, Médecins Sans Frontières are responsible for treating children who are acutely malnourished, where there are additional complications. Teresa has been here for 12 days with Iman, who is being treated for acute malnutrition and a respiratory condition. Karen Taus is a nurse with Médecins Sans Frontières in Malakal.
We have a very high influx of severely malnourished children with complications. There is also IMCs doing ATFC, so yes, there is a big number.
But addressing hunger spreads beyond the camps. Conflict has meant that planting didn't happen ahead of the rainy season, and the result is a wider food shortage, with 4 million people in urgent need of food aid. In Juba, Natalina walked for 30 kilometres to get to the Al-Shaba Paediatric Hospital with her child, Apollonia. The doctor says that Apollonia's crying is a good sign. Those who are weaker make no sound. She has acute malnutrition and is admitted immediately. The ongoing political uncertainty has had an impact on services for women and children like Natalina and her Apollonia. Betty Achan Ocheng runs the clinic in Al-Shaba.
Most of the health centres are not functioning all that. They don't have the drugs and the salaries just don't come on time.
Hunger doesn't see ethnicity. In the ward for acutely malnourished children in Al-Shaba, Dinka and Noor mothers occupy beds opposite one another. Here at least they're united in helping their children to survive.
And that was Laura Fletcher reporting for us from South Sudan. She'll be reporting again this week. She's in South Sudan reporting on the crisis there this week for RTE.